T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But you and I had extensive conversation right after the Houston game about the 10-second runoff, and Coach Payton decided to keep the timeout, and we talked about how dumb the rule was, et cetera. So it seems as though yesterday or last night they ran 10 seconds off when the Dallas player got injured, rightfully so, because they didn't have any timeouts left. But then they had a booth review, as all the reviews come in the last 2 minutes from the booth, and they confirmed the call, but they didn't run 10 seconds off. And in the case of the Texans game, it's like, okay, so you have a review that the team didn't ask for, but you're going to run 10 seconds off. Here, it was the same case, and I don't know why they didn't run 10 seconds off or if the NFL rule is different. Do you?
Unless they gave him the choice whether to accept it or not. I don't know. I don't know if it was one of those things where they said, you know, you can accept the 10-second runoff, but you don't have to accept it in this situation. I don't know. To me, it sounded to me like it in the 2 minutes, that kind of stuff was cut and dried, but I didn't understand it either.
We'll reach out maybe to the NFL, try to find out, because it could have made all the difference in the world, I guess. Tell me your take on the game last night. Jumbo? May I call you Jumbo? Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay, I knew it was your nickname. Go ahead.
Aesthetically, it wasn't pretty. And like I said before, it's not one of those things that you look at and it looks like a Saints offense that has been, that we're so accustomed to, that's looks like a high performance vehicle from time to time. It runs so good and so clean, and so we're gonna have to get used to it looking differently. It's not pleasing or as pleasing to watch, but nevertheless it's effective. So we just have to get used to that, and that's sort of the way it is. It's gonna look different than it does in the past, but like I said before, good teams find a way to win. And again, just another 2 weeks in a row now that this team has found a way to win.
So, of course, the question is, coming up, Tampa Bay, do they continue, you think, to find ways? And I don't know how much you know about Tampa Bay, but how would the game plan look different, say, than it did last night?
It's not going to look a whole lot different. They're not quite as talented, in the line of scrimmage as Dallas was. Dallas, look, has a great offensive line that our defensive line just dominated. Our front seven just beat them. Hats off to Dennis Allen. He did an absolute great job and had a great defensive scheme against a pretty good Dallas team. And then at the same time, you look at with Tampa coming in here, they've got some really, really good linebackers. They really do. They're a lot like Dallas in that fashion, fast, low-cut characters. But at the same time, they're not as talented along the line of scrimmage.
Booth announcers, I think Mike Dettillier agreed that Marshawn Lattimore, for whatever reason, seems to rise to the level of who it is that he's lined up across from, which is not right, obviously, but some people are like that. Did that ever happen when you were playing? To you, I mean, where you get psyched up particularly because you got somebody across from you.
Well, there was times that there was better players across from me, so I knew that I had to, really kind of bear down, but I didn't. It really didn't. It was only from the standpoint of I always used fear, fear of failure, as a great motivator for me. I didn't want to ever let my team down or let myself down. But at the same time, look, every guy that plays in that league, any of those positions anywhere, is there for a reason. He's a really good football player. Now, yes, some guys are better than others, but at the same time, you just have to make sure that you stay within yourself and play within your game that you have.
Does Tampa Bay have any stud receivers like Amari Cooper?
Oh, yeah. Mike Evans is.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about
Mike
him.
Evans can flat get it done. I mean, this guy is kind of like almost a hybrid. I mean, he's a big, giant, tall wide receiver that catches everything and is a physical guy, and he can get it done.
All right, let's pick it up here when we come back. I forgot about him. Because years ago, I used to confuse Mike Evans with Michael Thomas. I don't do that anymore. Uh-huh. Steve Court, our guest, former Saints offensive lineman. You got any questions or anything? Give us a text, 870-870. I'll pass them along to Steve Court. I don't think I'm in a fraternity. I'm not going to call him Jumbo. Coming back, WWL. 9:23, day after the Saints' victory over the Cowboys. Steve Court joins us, as he always does, former Saints offensive lineman. Steve, in relation to Teddy Bridgewater, and I think it'd be hard to be critical of the whole effort, considering we're 3-1 now, but going forward, are the things that the Saints are going to allow him to do and game plan around, or do you see those expanding where he gets more comfortable with the receivers, and the back shoulder throw to Michael Thomas early on made me think, you know what, maybe this thing's starting to gel. What do you think?
Well, obviously the more reps he gets, yeah, the better he's going to be and the more comfortable he's going to be. So, yeah, I think it will expand somewhat. I still don't think that they'll ever ask him to do anything that is outside of the realm of what he's capable of or what they feel like he's capable of. But I think, like anything else, I think, you know, a lot of times less is more in this situation. I think you just get him really, really comfortable with doing, the things that we need to get done where it doesn't beat us.
And I think he's done a pretty good job of that. And I think for people that expected the same thing as Drew Brees, once in a lifetime quarterback?
Oh, yeah. Look, that's just it. Saints fans are pretty spoiled when they start thinking that, every week it should look just like this, unbelievable machine that is so, well orchestrated. And you put somebody else there at the helm doing that same position, it's not. And so Teddy Bridgewater's a good quarterback. He's a real good player. He made some throws last night that were incredible, really good throws. There's certain times that there are certain mistakes that he made that they'll get rectified, and those are just some decision making issues. But as far as him being able to take this team down the field and hit the open receiver, I've got no problem with that.
Being a center, I presume you've had some pretty intimate relationships with quarterbacks. If you ever played center, you'll know. But in terms of pocket presence, in terms of clock in the head, is that something you either have or you don't? Does it come back with experience from what you've seen?
Well, I think you have that, and I think you develop a sense of it the more reps you get, and especially, the more used to your protection and the things that your offensive line is capable of. Our offensive line is a great offensive line. They didn't play particularly well last night. But again, you got to give Dallas credit. Those guys, they've got some really, really good defensive linemen, and they had a good scheme against us. And it was a tough day at the office. But like I said before, good teams find a way to win.
I'm looking at the stats from last year, the Dallas games in Dallas. I see Mark Ingram had 27 yards, Alvin Kamara 26. Last night, Alvin Kamara had 69 yards on 17 attempts. Murray had 14 yards, 20, something like that? 20, Latavius Murray. Anyway, do you think we're missing Mark Ingram this year, and how much of a factor could that or would that be? And I understand, you got to play with what you're dealt. But in terms of being in this situation, you don't want a fast-paced game. You want to grind it out. Do you think we're missing him a lot? Or maybe compare and contrast him and Latavius Murray.
Well, I don't like to compare players, but I do know that, you always miss good players. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't care where they're at, but you always miss good talent and good players. And Mark Ingram was a good running back for us that was a steady hand for quite some time. But nevertheless, like I said, I don't want to compare players because they're different.
Right.
So, Mark was a good physical running back. And there was times that we really sort of enjoyed having kind of that sledgehammer running back. But guys have different you know, they play the game differently. Right. Yeah, they have different strengths and different weaknesses. And you know, Murray's a good running back. There's no question about it. I think some of his strengths aren't as you know, I think a lot of people, if they're comparing him to Mark Ingram, it's going to be different. But, you know, each in himself, but really our running back, for the most part, is 41.
Let me phrase it this way. Saints are in the game next week against Tampa Bay. They got a lead. They have to go on a time-consuming 80-yard drive, keep making first downs, burn clock, etc. How would they go about that?
With a combination of what they have, being a fullback, you know, lead, ISO, and then also with Alvin Kamara. I mean, he's really the guy that I would give the ball to as far as ball security and really getting the tough yards. He's much more physical than his stature would suggest. He's a very, very powerful running back that makes a lot of people miss and gets an awful lot of yards. And if he's in the open, it's over. So, yeah, he's the best that we got, and I would give it to him in those situations.
I don't know if you saw any of the game or highlights or whatever, but Tampa Bay hung 55 on the Rams yesterday. Jameis Winston having a career day, or is that the kind of thing you think we can look for Sunday?
Well, it was kind of a you know, you play those teams when it's who you play and when you play them. Mm-hmm. And obviously we went out there to Los Angeles, you know, obviously without our quarterback, but at least for the first quarter, and didn't play particularly well. And the Rams were clicking that day and really, really played well. And I think it showed, you know, on the score. And then at the same time, if you looked at yesterday's game with Tampa went out there sort of and played free and easy and loose, mm-hmm. and didn't really, you know, they had a great plan for it, and they moved the ball on them, and their defense absolutely stuffed the Rams. And look, they created a lot of turnovers, and they capitalized on those turnovers. And look, it was kind of a track meet. I think it was 55-40.
Yeah,
that's, come on, 95 points. I mean,
pretty much the opposite of last night's game.
Yeah, complete opposite of last night.
180 degrees away.
Yeah, but there was a whole lot of interceptions and a lot of little sloppy play that is not really indicative of the way Saints play. But nevertheless, you know, hey, hats off to Tampa. Their defense came to play.
So I know it's plenty early from what you know of Tampa Bay, what you know of us. You like the Saints' chances?
Look, I always like the Saints' chances. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a homer, but mm-hmm. I know that the way that this team is structured, you know, from the ground up, you know, both on the offensive and defensive lines, as well as, you know, when you look at leadership in that situation with Sean Payton, had the creative ability to go out each and every week and put together the best game plan he has for the guys that are, you know, that he has planned. Yeah, like I said before, don't think that we're going to go out there and it's going to be this Drew Brees-esque type offense, but it might be, you know, a 28-24 game type thing. And that in and of itself is fine with me. I don't care how you get it done. It's a W to the W. And the fact that we're getting it done is all that matters.
One more quick thing before we let you go. Dominican Sue had a fumble recovery, I think, yesterday for touchdown. Hey, you're talking about scoring. He scored every way possible, just about. You think the line can clean up those holding penalties this week and maybe do a better job considering, you know, him and the others?
Well, I think you have to clean up what you can control. And obviously, those mistakes, sometimes they're legitimate, sometimes they're not. And I know some of those were a little ticky-tacky last mm-hmm. night. But at the same time, there were some of them that were very legitimate. And that's something that we've got to work on because, look, you can only overcome so much. And when you play against a good team, like last night, there was times I'm thinking, man, are we going to be able to overcome this? And we kept overcoming it. But at the same time, you can't continue to count on that. Mm-hmm. To be able to overcome those types of obstacles when you shoot yourself in the foot with things like penalties. So yeah, we have to clean that up. That's imperative.
Yeah, I get these guys seem like they've been in the league forever. Tampa Bay's got William Golston at the other end. Doesn't it seem like that guy's been in the league for 25 years?
There's a lot of them out there. There's some guys that, for whatever combinations of reasons, have been able to sort of avoid the injury bug, and in doing so, they keep themselves in great shape and put themselves in good position to, you know, to be starters every year, and they're there. They're ubiquitous. It's a testament to that.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your time. I really do. I know we'll talk to you later in the week. Devin White comes home, by the way, as well. So
there you go. Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's going to help. Not really. Yeah, Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman. Have a good day in the operating room. It is 9:33. Your calls, we come back, 260-1870. What grade would you give? Been a long morning. What grade would you give Teddy Bridgewater? Thank you. So far, the vast majority, A, Bs, and Cs. And I probably concentrated on the Ds and the Fs too much because nonsense bothers me. But I appreciate your opinion. We'll take a break. Come back. WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.